Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You can have a little.
Don't be too loud. He's scared.
Oh, he's looking. He's looking right at your crotch.
Ooh.
Hey, what, do you have any meat in there?
No, I don't have any meat.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
This week we're talking about disgusting.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Ooh, gross.
Oh, disgusting, Cliff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm disgusted at this topic.
Oh, our listeners are very well-versed in what grosses them out. It's the past 300 or so episodes of this show.
Well, Cliff, I was just thinking that everybody out there is probably thinking, you know, there have been some topics that I don't know if they had all the qualifications to talk about, like cleanliness or, you know, loving yourself.
Thinness.
But, yeah. But now we're doing a show about disgusting. They're like, oh, this one is going to be a good one.
This one and any that had to do expressly with obesity. We do have the credentials. I do have the stretch marks on every single inch of my body to show that I know what I'm talking about, Kendall, and that's just one gross thing that grosses me out.
It is, Cliff, but this is not a show about depression.
So oh.
It's really a show about just being disgusting and the things that disgust us.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh.
Cliff, I want to know what disgusts you.
You know, here's the God's honest truth. The God's honest truth,
I've been
Kendall.
Waiting for 350 some odd episodes to know what the God's honest truth is.
It feels like that many, doesn't it?
It feels like 4,000.
It feels like, I feel like I weigh 9,000 pounds. And I wish I was dead, but that's beside the point. Kendall, what I'm talking about now is gross things. Mm-hmm. And when I was thinking of gross stuff before the show, I was pondering in my midday meditation that I do every day before we do the show, just to try to get my head in the right kind of space, you know?
You gotta do that.
You gotta do it. Ira Glass does it. Garrison Keillor does it. Both the Car Talk guys did it. And now we do it. We meditate. And we get in the headspace of being an excellent show host. And while I was doing that today, I was thinking of gross stuff. And have I mentioned that that's the topic of the show?
It was
gross things. I personally am so gross that I couldn't really think about so many gross things. And honestly, almost every gross thing is just like some part of my body. And I really need to see a psychiatrist. I wish Dr. Blathers had not gone on that long trip to India.
Well, he was so looking forward to it.
He had seen the Darjeeling Limited so many times on TBS.
He started drinking the Darjeeling tea.
He loves it. And he wanted to go there and go on the tour, see where Jason Schwartzman had slept and things like that. He's an odd man. But anyway, Kendall, I do have a lot of psychiatric problems. What about you?
Speaking of disgusting, Cliff.
Ooh, yuck.
There are so many things that disgust me. First and foremost being Charles the Contractor, which I just want to let our listeners know is
the urine corner.
The urine corner, which attracted the bear. He is recovering quite nicely.
He is.
He was sexually assaulted by the bear, but he is recovering from his injuries just fine, and he's going to be out hopefully next week.
He's going to be fine. He's at Busheltown Memorial, and he's in whatever the normal care. It's not intensive. It's kind of like relaxed care.
Relaxed care. That's what they call it in Busheltown. Relaxed care.
He's in the minimum security unit. At Busheltown Mem.
Yeah, he is the most disgusting thing I know.
He's gross. He has pit stains, and they go all the way down his legs, down his trousers, Kendall.
Well, it's disgusting. But next to that...
Yeah.
Do you ever have to go, you're at a public place?
I'm in a public place.
You have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And you go in there, and you walk into this stall.
Oh, no.
Could only be designed by a production designer in Hollywood making some filthy-ass movie that makes you want to vomit. So the bathroom is just awful. And how does this happen? How does it get to this point?
How does it happen? It reminds me of when we were janitors many years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
God.
A disgusting story.
The toilet, see, and it just had a light. It was as if someone stood up and just shat on the back of the toilet seat, and it hardened into a firm, solid mass. If you listen back, probably, no kidding, 200 episodes. We did have a show all about doo-doo. And I think that we probably told this
classic
story. Long-time listeners are like, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, doo-doo.
I recall it. But anyway, it was this hard, massive crap, everybody. And Kendall, whenever it was a difficult day, janitor-wise, I just had to give it over to Kendall and just say, hey, you do it.
Foolishly, I did it.
I'm too emotionally fragile. And
I'm too emotionally broken from doing it.
And I appreciate you still, Kendall, for doing that. For taking care of those gross things.
You would just stand back there with a spray bottle and just spray that dookie until it went away.
Well, our boss, Bob Strickland, who ate lettuce from a bag while we would have... He was wonderful, and we're not slandering him at all. But he would eat lettuce from a bag, everybody, while we would have important janitor conferences. And
we did seem to have a lot of important
conferences in which
I had more meetings then than I do now.
Yeah, he would say things like, hey, do you mind going through the garbage and pulling out the recyclables? And I said, I do mind. I do mind, and I'm not going to do that. Sorry, environment.
And I was more like, yes, sir, we'll do it.
We'll do it. You did a lot of things. You pulled out the sanitary napkins when we lost the key to the little sanitary napkins.
Probably
napkin
the worst moment of my life.
It was one of the all-time lows. Kendall, it was a low. But really, okay, what disgusts you?
Well, that moment disgusted
that
me.
That was a gross moment with the feminine products.
That may have been the most disgusting.
Feminine products.
No, just that moment. No, cleaning them
moment.
Out.
A moment. It was a low moment for him, so he was disgusted at his place in life.
I'm disgusted about a lot of things. Mm. One of the most things I'm disgusted about is just people that really smell. You ever been behind somebody? It's somebody you may know. Not anybody.
Me? Do I smell? Are you trying to tell me?
No. No, but people that you may know, that you may work with, that just have this odor that you smell all the time, and you're like, oh, I cannot stand it.
Some people have an odor. I do this old
homie. Charles. Yeah. Charles.
Well, Charles, you expect but you can see his odor. It kind of wafting. It kind of ripples the sky like gasoline. It's old home week here on Cliff and Kendall. Back when we were in college, there was the smelly guy. Do you remember him? You could smell him from around the corner. He was known as the smelly guy. Him. Maybe it was you. I can't remember.
It must have been me.
If you don't remember.
If I remember, it must have been me.
Because everybody remembers the smelly guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so anyway, Kendall, that's disgusting. And what else is disgusting to some is the talent that I possess. It's perfect pitch. I'm a mega talent. I do co-host this show, which is an internet talk show.
We are all disgusted by that, Cliff.
And radio talk show called Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We talk about such subjects as...
A lot of discussions about that one.
Salute to Canada. Salute to America's favorite lawyers. And how about, Kendall, the perennial favorite. I'm talking Oscar Party 2011.
Oh, such classics like that.
I love them. I've heard them all. Or and or again. Or and or again. They all bear repeating, and they get better with time, and they age well like a fine cheese. Kendall, this is the show. This is the show. If you're wondering when the show is going to start, this is it. It's already begun. Kendall, it's Rye 99. We're on Rye 99 for God's fucking sake at KBSH. They play all the hits and our show.
That's us. And Cliff?
Yes.
Since we're on KBSH and it is 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, all you listeners I know want to hear about the media. Yeah. And there's two fatsos that can bring it to you.
It's us.
And that's Cliff. It's two fatsos that can bring it to you.
From the back.
It's time for Cliff Media.
Do you have a minute?
I've got...
Kendall, wait. Do you have a minute for some media?
Sure. Hit me with the media, Cliff. I got 1 minute.
You have a minute. Kendall, it's a media minute here on Rye 99 KBSH. Kendall, what I'm talking about you, what I'm saying about the media today, I have to tell you this. In case you missed it when it was a play, a movie, or a TV show the first time, leave it to... Who but former Chenandler Bong, a.k.a. your favorite, Matthew Perry, to revive what but that old tried-and-true classic, The Odd Couple, as a pilot for CBS. What? It's coming back, Kendall. Everything old is new again in
with
Hollywood.
Who is he playing this with?
I don't know. They haven't said who it's with. Fingers crossed, it's Joey. it's the tale of Felix and Oscar. They're the classic odd couple. One clean, the other not. It was hilarious setups like that. I just want to go ahead and thank him in advance for all the laughs. We're looking forward to them, Matthew. And okay, changing gears.
Oh, I can't wait.
In the media.
Yeah, Cliff, what else?
Hollywood is a buzz today.
On Kendall. Our show?
No.
No, not on our show. Kendall, it's a buzz that Hollywood is experiencing because of the elation from, do you remember Pam from The Office?
Yes.
Oh my God, Kendall, you'll never believe it. She's pregnant. Huge news rippling through Hollywood. All right, Kendall, I hope
who's
you're...
Who's she pregnant with?
I don't know. Kendall, I hope you're sitting down.
I was waiting for
this.
Scandal moment.
Oh, it's just a beautiful pregnancy announcement.
Okay.
Kendall, that's what we're reduced to here on the show, just announcing pregnancies. Kendall, after 20 years of service to mankind, oh no, get ready to play taps, everybody. Tap it out. The phrase, got milk, has just been retired. Oh no, Kendall. Now, who but the National Milk Advisory Board? They're enticing children back into a wholesome life of calcium with the phrase, Kendall, are you ready for it? It's now the milk life. You gotta live that milk life.
You are kidding me.
You gotta live that milk life.
It feels like the real world.
Oh, I wish I was dead.
The milk life.
Milk life.
We're getting so old.
I know.
The other day when they said got milk.
That I'm outraged by the hipness of the milk slogan. I am. But
get off my lawn.
Anyway, that's all the media that I've got.
Oh, thank God, Cliff. Because I only had a minute.
Oh, thank God. I want to thank
the
Lord.
I'm so glad that you told us about all that media, Cliff.
I'm so glad we've had all this media together.
I, as long as our listeners, as well as our listeners, need to take a break.
Oh.
So we'll be right back after this.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
Now, it's breakfast time. And I got nothing to eat. My cereal's all gone. I need a breakfast treat. Think I'll have some fiber. A fiber bar's so good. I think I have some fiber. I think that you also should. How about a fiber bar, bar? Think it's gonna make breakfast great. How about a fiber bar? Just grab one if you're running late. Fiber bars are so healthy for ya. Gonna make your breakfast fun. Fiber is the one that'll make your life complete. Don't know what you were doing, thinking of something else to eat. Fiber. Fiber bars, they'll make you regular if not normal.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Gross.
I just ran to the bathroom. It was disgusting in there. Charles had just, went to the bathroom before he left to go to the hospital.
Oh,
and
nobody flushed.
Nobody here to clean it up.
Oh, God. It's just in there for, is that like
it's
nobody's
there
flushed?
Forever. Disgusting.
That is gross when you come upon an unflushed toilet. Isn't that gross?
It's like set there for a while.
Isn't that? Ooh.
Oh, oh. God.
I would vom. I would blorch right in everyone's face if I saw that. That grosses me out.
I did blorch just now, Cliff.
That grosses me out. Another thing that grosses me out, our wonderful First Lady, Rayanne, who no one is familiar with anymore, unless you think about her introducing the show. She says things like, here's the fat people who are going to host the show, Cliff and Kendall.
That's her.
That's her, and she's wonderful, and we love her, but it has been a long time since she's been in the studio. But anyway, Kendall, she has a big thing about blorch. She just can't stand it.
But, well, we talked about it on the show.
I know, but it's good that she doesn't even listen, so we can just talk about it all we want, and it's fine, and nobody is harmed.
It's disgusting.
It is, Kendall, but don't quote me.
Quote me
about that.
Don't quote me.
Don't quote me about that.
Don't quote me.
Really, nobody tell her I said that.
Don't quote him on that. Cliff, I got a quote for you. Sure, you're gonna know who said it.
Is it a gross quote?
No, it's not so gross.
All right.
Cliff, the tongue, like a sharp knife, kills without drawing blood.
The tongue, like a sharp knife, of course it kills without drawing blood. That was who, Kendall, but the wild and crazy guy of original fame, Oscar Wilde.
Oh, Cliff, you know, he's so close to Oscar Wilde. Buddha!
Oscar Mayer.
Buddha! I thought maybe if I went somewhere in our weight range, you would get it.
Fudge. Kendall, I wish I had a tray of fudge.
Well, you can just try it again and again to get it right, Cliff.
Let's do it. Over and over. That's a lesson. Don't give up. Kendall, the trouble with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. Who said it?
Is that from Ratatouille, Cliff?
That was from Ratatouille.
No.
Damn. Idiot. That was, of course, the immortal Lily Tomlin.
In what movie?
She just said it one day.
Oh!
That's when I wrote it down.
We were playing a movie quote game.
No.
We played so many games on the show, Cliff.
Kendall, don't quote me.
Don't quote me about that, Cliff.
It's not,
please.
Are you talking to
don't
me?
Don't quote it.
I'm aware you're not talking to me at the moment.
Lily Tomlin, wonderful, Cliff.
Love her.
When you're curious, you find lots of interesting things to do. Who said that, Cliff?
Oh, that was Lewis Carroll.
No, close, Cliff. It was Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. Oh, my goodness. Goodness.
The Cliff and Kendall this time.
Oh, Walt. Full of the wisdom like that.
Of course.
Kendall, I'm living so far beyond my income that we may almost be said to be living apart.
Oh, did I say that, Cliff?
I included it because I never saw my life summed up in in so few words. Kendall, no, it was not you. It was who?
Winston Churchill.
No, idiot. It was, of course, who but he? E.E. Cummings, that is, everybody.
Oh, E.E. Cummings.
Yeah,
he's of course.
Said that and all those other great things.
He said a lot of great things.
Yeah, he's full of them.
Cliff, for the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror.
Oh, God, we're almost to 33. Are you trying to kill me?
I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm doing, what I'm about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Cliff, who said that?
Oh. We don't know. Has anybody noticed we haven't known any of them?
Well, it's very important, Cliff.
Not
it's
a
important
one.
Quote.
It's an important quote. Very important. Listeners are shouting it out at home. That's actually the second verse of "A Change Will Do You Good." I said,
I'll give you a hint, Cliff.
Of Sheryl Crow.
I'll give you I hint, Cliff.
Uh huh. It was the creator of Google Glass, Bill Gates.
Oh no, Cliff! That was very close. Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
That's the one.
Oh, Kendall, the only way to get rid of a temptation is to yield to it.
Oh, it sounds like my conscience.
Sounds like it.
That
old bitch.
Bette Midler.
Yes. All the way Midler. No, dummy. It was the wild and crazy guy himself, Oscar Wilde.
I was going to say, Steve Martin? Didn't sound like him. Cliff, I got one more for you. Today you're you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you.
Oh, was that Cindy Lou Who? No, it was Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. Yes, Cliff,
Dr.
you are correct.
I'm correct. Don't quote me about it.
Don't quote me, Cliff.
Don't quote.
If I've told you one time, I've told you 1,000 times. Don't quote me.
For the love of God, don't quote me about this.
Cliff, what, you know?
What is it with you?
A lot of listeners write in and they call. They call it at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning and they say,
yeah.
What is it with Kendall?
They keep suggesting
that we play this segment, Cliff. And I think it's very nice of them. They call and they say, "What is it with Kendall? What is it with Kendall? What is? They've got the inflection wrong.
What is it with Kendall? It was what was written all over your permanent record as a child, Kendall. What is it with Kendall?
Oh, they didn't know I was going to have that segment one day. Cliff.
What is it with Kendall?
Cliff, for my first question for you, I will just remind the listeners.
What is it with that guy?
That's what everybody's thinking, Cliff.
He's morbidly obese.
My doctor's like, what is it with that guy? He's so fat.
Why doesn't he stop eating? It seems that simple. What is it with Kendall?
Oh, Cliff, ye of perfect pitch.
Oh, my pitch is perfect. This is just a lesson to the listeners. Embrace the talents that the Tao has given you and filled you up with, and just let them out and don't hide your light under a bushel or layers of thousands of pounds of fat.
Unless your talent is eating like mine is. Cliff, I'm going to remind our listeners the rules to this segment.
Would you please remind them?
I'm gonna give you 10 questions, Cliff.
Uh-oh.
The first question is the hardest.
It's sort of 10 hints looking for an answer.
Well, 10 hints. Okay, whatever. The first one is the hardest. The last one is the easiest.
All right,
so.
You may want to hold on. People are writing all that down.
Well, I'll pause. I'll wait for you. All right, Cliff.
Okay.
The first question I have for you, or the first statement, hint.
Whatever
we want to call it. She was born on January 26th,
1958. January 26th?
That's the one.
1958.
Of the year 1958. Do you feel like you may know it?
Gina Davis, no, I don't.
Oh, no, Cliff.
I thought I did for a second, but I was wrong.
Oh, you were completely wrong, Cliff.
Wrong-o.
The next hint, her first role cast her as an office worker at the Juan Verde Real Estate Company. Or Juan Verde.
Oh. Everyone knows it's Ellen.
Oh, yes, Cliff. You are correct.
Yeah, I'm so correct. Kendall, marvel. Give everybody a minute to marvel about how quick I got that.
Well, I think it's no surprise you get it usually within one or two questions. Thank God this segment's not called What Is It With Cliff, or it'd be a really long segment.
What is it with my perfect pitch?
Cliff, it comes from a Middle English word meaning to entertain by performing tricks.
Uh-oh, I'm talking magic.
No, I knew that was going to be your first question, your first statement.
I love horror.
Hocus, hocus, bocus.
But in Europe, it was an acceptable diversion until the decline of the Roman Empire, after which the activity fell into disgrace.
Witchcraft.
Oh, no, Cliff. I keep saying magical things.
Ooh.
Expecto Patronum.
Oh, the men that carried it out were called gleemen, accusing them of base morals and even practicing witchcraft. You're on the right track already.
Theater.
No. Cliff, the first time we see it in the circus is in 1768 when Philip Astley opened the first modern circus, bringing it back into favor.
Acrobatics.
No. Cliff, until the 1960s, it was only done for professionals, but since has become more of a hobby. Oh, this one's so good.
This one is so stupid. I feel like I'm trapped in a hell of stupid questions.
What, is that the way you usually feel when I do a segment?
That's how listeners usually feel when they're listening to this whole show. Lion taming. I don't know.
No, you'll get into the next one, Cliff. Its modern definition is to continually toss objects in the air and catch them.
Ugh.
Juggling! Let's say it together.
That's what I meant. Juggling, of course.
Everybody juggling. Knows the definition is, juggling.
Juggling. If you really want to talk about juggling, look at a single mother out there, all right? She's juggling, feeding her kids a job or
Cliff, let's not take this show to this level.
Let's not.
Cliff, according to legend, this is the last one for you. Ancestors of today's...
Tale as old as time.
Ancestors of today's Oromo people were believed to have been the first to recognize its energizing effects.
True as it can be. Coffee beans.
Ooh.
Growing in the ground. I admit I accidentally saw that where it was written.
Oh,
but it's all right, Kendall. I'm not too grossed out by it.
I'm disgusted by you cheating. Hey, Cliff, that's all the time we have for What Is It?
Is it still cheating if it's accidental?
With Kendall.
By the way, what is it with Kendall?
What is it with you?
Is it with it?
Cliff,
guy?
Our
listeners.
Disgusted. I'm just disgusted.
Listeners wonder how they tune in and instantly seem like we're incomprehensible and like we've been awake for 40 hours. Anyway, listeners don't know what the hell is going on, but that's nothing
Neither
different.
Neither do I, and it's
for
really
the
sad.
Last 300 shows.
It's really sad.
It is, but kind of life goes on, and you make it or break it. And you love yourself. I hope everybody's still loving themselves.
As disgusting as you may be, love yourself.
Love yourself.
That's where how we get through it.
Listen, if I could love myself for even like a minute a day, you probably can do it for much longer, everybody.
I haven't mastered that. Cliff, if our listeners want to know more about how disgusting we are, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, where you can listen to plenty of old belches, shows. You can check us out on Facebook.com/CliffandKendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Sure you can.
Sure.
Of course you can. Believe in yourself. You can do that.
Cliff, I never drink water because of the disgusting things that fish do in it. And that was said by W.C. Fields.
Oh, W.C. Kendall, as soon as somebody farts around me, I think it's hilarious. This is something my brothers did that now that the boys at work are obsessed with. You cup it and then you throw it in somebody's face and say, take a bite out of that cheeseburger. And who said that but Academy Award winning actress Jennifer Lawrence?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Honey Boo Boo.
It was Academy Award winning actress Honey Boo Boo.
Cliff, I'm not sure why I'm so often disgusting on stage. I don't always know where it comes from, and that's Louis C.K., somebody we can relate to. So disgusting when we're on the air.
Trust me, we don't know where most of this show comes from, and we don't want to know, and nor do you.
Cliff.
That's all, and I'm sad, and take me home.
Take me home.
Take me home. Whatever this show is about, Rose.
Disgusting Rose.
To a place where we're Cliff and Kendall.
And disgusting.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Happens.